Talking today with Cheyenne Sparks. She's the Oklahoma Cattlewomen's president, and we've got a very special fun event coming up, Cultivating Cattlewomen. Tell us just a little bit about it.
Hi, Casey. I'm so excited to bring forth the Cultivating Cattlewomen series. This is the first in what I hope to be a four-part series over the next 2 years of my presidency. Coming to my presidency, my theme was Cultivating Cattlewomen. We're wanting to cultivate successful and knowledgeable ranchers through hands-on experiences and trainings. And who better to partner with for our first event than the sixth president of the National Stockyards, first female of the position, Kelly Payne. She's been absolutely wonderful. She's a fifth generation rancher, and she is the epitome of what a true cattlewoman looks like. So being able to partner with her for this first event coming up on October 23rd at the Oklahoma National Stockyards to bring amazing trainings and events to our fellow cattlewomen, I am just beyond excited to bring this forth. And I can't wait to share with everybody and see how exceptional it all comes together.
Well, and listening to Kelly talk, she's just so intriguing and so much fun to listen to. It's going to be such a fun event.
Oh, and she's wonderful. She has been an amazing ally to the Oklahoma Cattlewomen. She is an Oklahoma Cattlewoman. She was actually one of our top membership recruits last year, which we are so excited to have her on board for. So partnering with her, fantastic woman, fantastic individual, and she's made a fantastic event.
Well, tell us a little bit about what folks can expect if they go to the event.
Absolutely. So these events, we're wanting to create successful ranchers, and we want to create them in a safe place. So we're going to have trainings that maybe you've done before, but you need a little help on, or maybe you've been taught to hold the flashlight, but not how to change the oil. And so that's what we're wanting to do. We want to teach you how to actually change the oil. So some of the things we're going to be working on, we're going to have a trailer handling class, and that is everything from hooking up to hauling to backing. We'll have a variety of trailers on hand from bumper pulls to goosenecks, and we'll have instructors on hand for you to be able to learn in a safe environment. So you're not going to be yelled at when you make a wrong turn.
I was going to say, because a lot of times we're the ones yelling, come back a little more, a little bit. No, stop. So now you're going to teach us the other way.
Or you're in the driver's seat and you're looking back at someone that you cannot hear or see, and they're telling you that you're doing it all wrong, but you have no idea what you're doing wrong.
Absolutely. That's the way it usually goes on the farm.
Yes. And I'll tell you, I can pull a gooseneck for days, but you give me a bumper pull and I start fishtailing everywhere. I am not good with a bumper pull. So I'm excited about this even, because it's not something usually, you know, you're just in the thick of it. You're not having the opportunity to truly learn. And so being able to sit down and focus on it and get better at it, give you that more confidence so that you can just do it in your everyday life.
And this is a judgment-free zone, correct, Cheyenne?
Yes, absolutely. And listen, I will be honest with you. Like I said, I am not great at bumper pulls. So there is nothing that you could do to embarrass yourself, because I'll be embarrassing myself right along with you.
And you don't allow the husbands to come in and holler out, right?
No. Well, I mean, you can bring your spouse, but we won't let them say anything if they get too rowdy.
So what else besides the trailer handling class?
So we're going to do a vaccine handling, storage, and usage course. And that's going to be provided by Dr. Don Goodman, DVM with Multimin. He's coming in. He's going to show us how the proper way to handle your vaccines, to store your vaccines, which is incredibly important for usage, and then also how to actually inject the vaccines. And we adore him. We're excited for him to come on board. He's always been a great instructor, and Multimin is an amazing partner, their sponsorship of this event. So we're looking forward to having him on board.
So if we've got ladies that would like to get signed up for this, what do they need to do to make sure they get there?
They just got to go online. You go to Oklahoma Cattlewomen. It's okcattlewomen.org. And it's right there on the homepage, Cultivating Cattlewomen. You just click. The best part about this event is that it's going to be free for all Oklahoma Cattlewomen members. And it is only $20 for non-members. And inside of that $20, you also get a one-year membership to be a member. So you're getting a lot. You're not just getting the handlings. You're getting a membership for an entire year. And then we're also going to have fun events. We're going to have a luncheon, a full steak luncheon, and then you're going to have a fashion show with the Main Street, Stockyards Main Street's doing a fashion show of all their local vendors. We're going to have shopping, cocktail hour. There's a lot going on for $20.
And it's a lot of fun. I mean, you had me at drinks, you had me at food. I mean, like, it's a lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, we're having lunch and cocktails, McClintock Saloon, just right there in Stockyards. We're truly wanting to uplift that district because they are such a vital district to our ag industry here in Oklahoma City. And partnering with the Oklahoma National Stockyards, we've got the Oklahoma Beef Council, Multimen, Oklahoma Cattlewomen, all of these amazing sponsors coming in. And we're all going to be in this area, this district that just exudes agriculture. So we want to uplift that district while we're there by eating great food, having amazing entertainment. There's going to be door prizes, giveaways, shopping, cocktails, the whole shebang.
And what a great way to get to know other cattlewomen.
Absolutely. There is nothing better than fellowshipping with your fellow cattlewomen. And, you know, we talk a lot about cattlewomen and sometimes people think, what is a cattlewoman? You can be a cattlewoman and not own a cow. I'll tell you, this year is the first year that my husband and I have ever put our name down on some cows. And I've been a cattlewoman for 11 years. And it's one of those where we want to make sure that it's inclusive. So if you are someone that hasn't started your operation yet, you're just starting your operation, you've been ranching for 50 years, you're all invited. And we all want to come together and meet with our fellow cattlewomen and just feel connected in that way.
Well, I think it's going to be a great event. It's coming up October the 23rd at Oklahoma National Stockyards. And once again, to get registered, you go to okcattlewomen.org, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Cheyenne, for visiting with us.
Thank you, Casey.